Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, John, it's Jonesy. Wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. 50 is a great number, buddy. You're gaining on me. Keep up the great work. See you, pal.
Jonesy,
how about that?
We got to get him back in studio,
this is,
man.
So flattering.
He's the best.
He's great. He really is.
He sure is. Thanks, Jonesy.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And keep up the great work.
Get the Flyers to win something.
Do better work is what you're saying. Yeah.
No, for year one, it wasn't bad.
No, he did good.
He did good for year one.
We should be proud of him.
Now, I got to tell you, the heat is on now. Year two. So here's the deal.
Got the Russian kid now.
The Russian. This guy, let me tell you something about the Russian.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on Mishko.
Let me tell you two things about the Russian.
Yes, what are you going to tell me about the Russian?
Number one.
I like that you just call him the Russian.
Yeah, the Russian.
Yes. Not Mishko.
Whatever his name is. All right. Number one, this guy better be unbelievable.
Yes.
Okay? Because everyone's talking about
it. Or there's going to be the camera held to pay.
There will be. And number two. And what would Ed Snyder think about the Flyers going to the Russian to turn around the franchise?
I like this angle.
I shall remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it was Ed Snyder that told the Soviets, you don't play, you don't get paid. Take that, you freaking commies.
I will remind you, they haven't won a cup in like 50 years.
That's exactly right. All right, 215-592-9494. For those that are young and perhaps the most unique Philadelphia sports game of all time, the Flyers versus the Soviet Red Army team in the mid-1970s, and the Flyers were the only squad in the NHL that defeated the great Red Army team from the Soviet Union. That was quite a day before I was born. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Mark in Downtown. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to lead off with a happy birthday.
Thanks, Mark.
As far as the AARP stuff goes, I'll be 49 this Sunday, and I've been getting AARP paraphernalia in the mail for like a year.
Wow.
They've been scouting you out, Mark.
Now I'll be getting it on my phone since you talked about it on the radio.
You're right about that, pal.
That's
you are right about that.
If you Google, you'll see how many awesome musicians were born, like you and I, in September. There's a ton of them. But
cool.
I digress.
That is cool. I'm proud of the Beyonce thing. She's so talented.
Mark, I could not believe earlier today when I saw that Beyonce is only 42. I feel like she has been around
since she was like 19.
For a long time.
We booed her like 20-something years ago in Philadelphia.
23 years ago, we booed her during game three or four of the NBA Finals. At four. Because we were in a bad mood because the team was down at halftime. Yeah. Three was close. Four was getting bad.
It was a dumb idea to have her wear a Lakers jersey.
It was a horrible
idea.
As soon as
she walked out, I was there. I went, uh-oh.
Was she in the full Lakers or was she the one with the split? Because one was...
She was full, I believe. I think the other one was split and then the Sixers girl. Yeah.
Okay, that was a disaster.
It was a horrendous dumb idea.
God. But anyway, she's been around a long time. All right, Mark, what do you got on the Phils?
I'm so mad at myself. I was so disgusted when Taiwan started.
You turned it off, didn't you? I turned it off.
What percentage of Phillies fans do you think did that last night? Like 10-15%? You did
higher.
Way more.
Definitely.
I think over 50%.
Wow.
James, the game was like out of reach.
It was the first inning. James, I told my friend.
Well, he said Taiwan. Taiwan was later.
Yeah, he was Taiwan. But when I was on the phone, I said, it's 6-1, I'm done. And then, like, I was peeking at my phone. I just kept peeking.
Mark, we give you special dispensation. I have Pope powers.
As far as the Eagles go, I'm tired of hearing about how bad the venue is. What I want to see them do, honestly, is establish the middle of the field when they begin. I'd like to see, you know, leading off with maybe some play action to Barkley, and I'd like to see Goddard utilized a little bit on the onset, and I think that would open up the receiver.
Well, I agree. Look, I'd like to see Goddard catch like an extra 20 passes this year. You know,
he's got to stay healthy.
He's got to stay healthy. I think he maybe has to be a better route runner, maybe. And I feel certain that
he's going to be outstanding.
And I feel certain
he's the fourth option.
He's uncoverable.
No, I don't see fourth option. And
yeah,
Hurts,
that's what I'm saying.
And Hurts and Kellen Moore got to work the middle of the field, which Hurts and Sirianni last year did not. Mark, give me a great answer, an old person character.
Burgess Meredith as Grandpa Gustafson in Grumpy Old Men.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, he's good in that.
I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah.
So what is he, the third guy?
Yeah, he's like the third guy.
So why wouldn't you go with one of the first two guys?
Yeah, the first two guys were better.
I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time, but the way I remember was Burgess Meredith was the best part of that movie.
Really,
I haven't seen it in a long time, though. It's been a really long time.
I really enjoy those Grumpy Old Men. Hey,
they're fun.
But I found out online, Joe.
What?
Apparently, I scored the first touchdown at Lincoln Financial Field.
Preseason?
Wow.
Preseason or regular season?
Regular season.
You didn't know this?
Nope.
What?
I did not know.
They didn't tell you?
No. I mean, now I see on Eagles Fan Central.
So, Bucks game and Patriots game started the season. Bucks game, was that the one that shut out and Patriots game the blowout? 0-3 starts with the shellacking of the Bucks. And then the shellacking of the Patriots. One of them was a shutout. One of them, I think you got scored like 10 points, which means I guess you had the touchdown.
Well, no, it was against the
preseason
the Washington team. No, this is during the regular season. This is against Washington. And it must have been the third game.
Well, third game was against Buffalo, maybe the third home game. Because third game was when Donovan had that run up the middle against Buffalo on the road.
Mm-hmm. 0-3, right?
0-3. Yeah. We'll get to it. I remember Carell had an incredible run against Dallas like week 5 or 6. And then week 6, and that was when I'm showing off, week 5. And then 6 was B West punt return. So I went in a hammer mode there.
Well, Hugh Staley scored the first touchdown.
All right, so someone's wrong on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a shock.
All right.
Yeah, I just looked at that. So the first game, you guys didn't score any touchdowns. And in game 2 at home, you lost 31-10, and Deuce Staley scored the touchdown.
Did the hammer nail this or what?
17-0 was the first game at the link. The second game at the link was a 31-10 loss to the Patriots. Deuce Staley scored the touchdown in that game.
Hmm.
Okay. So.
Oh, maybe
Washington
first receiving
was the
touchdown?
Probably that's maybe. Possible because Washington was the next home game after that. It was away at the Bills. Then Washington was the next one.
First ever receiving touchdown.
Good for you.
Here, I'll confirm it for you. Hold on, one sack.
No. It was
John
all of
Ritchie,
4 yards.
You're correct though. John Ritchie, the first receiving touchdown. I think of an interview.
John, does that make you feel like an attaboy by yourself on your birthday? I mean, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
thing.
No, I really do feel like that's pretty. Incredible. I had no idea.
What are the odds, too?
For posterity's purposes, I can tell people
that's great.
Down the line.
I like it.
And, John, right off an interception.
Okay.
So, you know, you made him pay for it.
How about that? All right. Let's get to Dombrowski. So, Phillies obviously won last night. It was a wild game. I want to go back prior to the game. Phillies had obviously already been playing, you know, pretty good baseball over about the last 2 weeks. Dombrowski was on the pregame show yesterday. I believe this is with Scott Fransky. Interesting answer. I thought a good answer on his mindset about a month ago in the regular season. Here's Dombrowski prior to last night's game.
What have you noticed over the last 2 or 3 weeks from these guys as they do break out of that slump?
Well, I think, like you said, overall, we're just playing better as a team overall. Part of it starts with the starting pitching. Our starting pitching has been very good. And I think our bullpen is now pretty much, it went into a little bit of a slump and yet they're still very talented, and I think now that they've sort of sorted it out, they're all throwing great. From the right-hand side, those three guys with Kirk Ring, Hoffman, and Estevez are just phenomenal at this point. Ruiz has done a good job, too. So they've been outstanding, and the guys from the left-hand side, too. And I still don't think we're running in full as far as offense is concerned. There's a lot of ups and downs still. But because we have a lot of good offensive players, we've been able to score enough runs. I know we're going to bust loose at some point. It's just going to happen. It just does when you got this many guys that can hit. But I think overall, when you look at the pitching, we've scored some runs at times, got some clutch hitting, and the bullpen being good has really made the difference. We just started to play better overall.
Yeah, it's Dombrowski last night with Greg Murphy. Now, so the one thing that they haven't done, and he kind of glossed over it, the left-handed reliever, Sean. And we're really talking about two guys, Strom and Alvarado. you know, like Strom, you know, again last night, not great. Of course, he got in that game Sunday night, and that was when, you know, bases loaded, he gets out of it. But he hasn't been great, and Alvarado, clearly, they got to get him on track. All right, hold on for 1 second, John, if you may, please. James, what do you got?
Yeah, we got unexpected injury news for the Eagles. The Wednesday injury report came out. Devin White apparently has an ankle injury. He is out for the game on Friday. Devin White will not play on Friday night, did not practice today, and is listed as out for the game. So apparently, I guess, a worse ankle injury than we thought.
Well, he must have gotten hurt in practice, and then...
Is that N'Kobe, or is that Trot?
Probably N'Kobe, won't you think?
I think it is N'Kobe.
Yeah.
I think. But I...
No, I don't know either.
I don't know. It makes more sense, N'Kobe, with more experience in the defense.
Yeah.
That he would be the guy.
Yeah, so he's not even going to travel to Brazil, according to Jeff McClain. Devin White will not travel with the team.
So I wonder if that means the green dot moves to Zach Bond, or if that means N'Kobe Dean takes over. It could be a huge opportunity for N'Kobe Dean to make good on what was an incredible training camp for him.
Yep.
And, I mean, a really close competition.
Yep.
With Devin White.
No, you're right.
Wow.
James, you remember what happened the last time an Eagles inside linebacker, used to be called middle linebacker in a 4-3, missed the first game? Ray, right?
4 o'clock. The guy who works in the afternoons?
The guy that works in the afternoon.
Oh, you're talking about the fight to start the game. Yes.
When Trot was out of the game because
it was Ike's fault.
It was all Ike's fault.
It was definitely Ike's fault. It was all Ike's fault.
Bad guy.
How about this, guys?
Yeah, not a character guy.
How about the 04 Eagles being 20 years ago? John,
that's
talk about
crazy.
Talk about getting older, man.
Yeah,
20 years ago for that.
I mean, I get it.
That is brutal.
John's like, I got it.
Thanks. I was trying to be there on that team. I was rehabbing my knee, coming back, realizing, wow, at 30, things don't bounce back quite the way that they did as a younger man.
Yep. All right, well, that's a shame about Devin White. We'll see how long he's out, but Devin White not going to play week one. Let's go to, and week one is in two days.
Isaiah Rodgers was limited with a hand injury. Isaiah Rodgers, remember, is our third cornerback. Isaiah Rodgers is the starting outside cornerback when we go nickel.
That's right.
So that's something we got to keep an eye on.
So who would that become? It's not Bradbury. It can't possibly be Cooper DeJean. If Rodgers had an issue.
Keely Ringo.
Yeah, that's right. Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning, buddy.
What's up? Yo, happy Foreign Day, John. I'm a Virgo, too, but today's your day, though. So
thanks, Derek.
What you doing? You ain't got no big plans for your 50th?
No, not really. Getting together, just small thing with family. Later
as long
today.
As you're happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I'm kind of bummed about hearing about Devin White not playing.
Yeah, it's a bummer. No question.
It's a shocker.
Especially what we had left on the table. Oof.
Well, you know, fortunately, we've got a couple other inside linebackers we can feel solid about, and they made a real name for themselves in camp this year. They deserve this opportunity. In both Trot and N'Kobe. I don't even know if Trot knows that Mike spot, but he is an inside linebacker. N'Kobe Dean is going to be making plays out there.
I will say this. Obviously, both were really impressive in training and in particularly in the preseason games, but this is now a regular season game. You know, this is now you're like real starters on the other side. We'll see. And and offensive coordinators scheming things up to try to create confusion. Like, we'll see.
And defensive coordinators scheming things up to try to create confusion. And inside linebackers with Vic Fangio scheming things up, who are actually going to be penetrating, trying to get, you know,
that's right,
wreak havoc in the backfield. We're going to be run blitzing. We're going to be pass blitzing. It's going to be really awesome.
All right, Derek, what do you got, man? Go ahead.
So real quick, I listen to the shows probably like 6 years straight since I've been driving trucks, right? Your Eagle fan stuff, it's like it's getting worse by the year. It's like you don't have no belief in the Eagles, man. And you used to be diehard. It's like John used to be a little bummed about Howie and stuff like that.
But
I just feel like now with the Eagles, you'd be like, you don't give them no credit, man.
I give them a ton of credit, Derek. Right, now, you may think I'm too down on them. Look, I'm probably going to settle in here at 11 wins. I'll make that determination in the next day or so. If you think that's down on them and dogging on them, you're entitled to your opinion of that. I mean, I am just as much of a fan as I've always been, but like I've always been, I tell you what I think. I mean, Derek, let me ask you a question. When the Sixers fielded a team where the organization was trying to lose, did you think it was inappropriate for a fan to think they were more likely to lose than win?
Well, it was pain to play.
Okay, just want to make sure.
The Eagles are a good team, man. I feel like a lot of people call in. And they
Derek, did you pick the Eagles or the Bucks to win the playoff game last year?
I'm never going to bet against the Eagles.
Yeah, that's why. A mistake. That's why people would like to bet against you. You'd be a good person. You'd be a good person to bet against.
Well, listen though, sometimes you
got
to be realistic. Too,
Yes, sometimes you have to be realistic. I agree with that.
Wrong word, Derek. Yeah. Wrong word. All right, Derek, we still love you. Give me an old person character in honor of Mr. Richie here.
I'm gonna go with Fred Sanford.
It's great. Has already been said. Give me someone else.
I don't got no.
All right, man. I think right now we got Mickey, Fred Sanford, and Scrooge.
Yeah, I think those are the three right now.
Scrooge is a surprisingly good answer.
Scrooge is a great answer. I mean, how many different Scrooges have there been over the years?
I'll say this. I find it hard to believe Scrooge will lose. Now we got
Scrooge is just so
we got 44
old
minutes.
And cranky.
There are a couple out there still that I think are pretty haymaker.
What's the guy?
I know someone texted me an answer that was really
clever.
What's
the guy in the Potter thing? The old dude?
Albus Dumbledore?
Dumbledore.
I can think of some really good.
Professor Dumbledore would have been a really good answer.
Yeah, too bad.
That's a really good
one. Too bad.
What about like big scheme, like grand scheme of things? Like
what does that mean?
Old man winter type stuff.
Like old man in the sea or something like that.
Wow. That would be huge.
Well, thanks for taking it there.
Wow. Old person character.
On your 50th birthday.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. Tom, what's going on, pal?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Tom.
Happy birthday, John.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I've got a couple. I've got a statement and a couple questions, Eagles and Phillies. Okay. So now the one thing, John, when you turn 50, you start getting those AARP mailings.
I've heard. Yeah.
Well, now that I'm in my 60s, I get mailings for estate planning and funeral homes.
Wow.
That is bold, man.
Boy. Yeah,
it's crazy. I don't know who's in charge of that marketing, but they
billion-dollar business.
Yeah, they figure it out somehow.
Okay, Philly's question. Now, these aren't statements or comments. These are questions. Kyle Schwarber, is that his second, third home run, home run game this season?
It is.
Now, I didn't look this up, but I wonder what the record is post steroid era for most three home run games in a season.
Well, I have no idea. I mean, that'll take Mr. Elias or Mr. Internet to figure out.
I think he's the only Philly in the modern era to have a pair of three run home runs in a season.
Well, so Sammy Sosa, obviously steroid era, did it.
You think?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the list here. So Sosa is actually the only person to do it three times in a season. Schwarber is on a list with a bunch of other people. McGuire's not. Maybe he's not on the list. McGuire's not on the list.
I had Sosa in fantasy baseball for one of those games.
So you want to hear something wild, though? Mookie Betts has done it two separate seasons. Mookie Betts has had two three-homer games
and
twice.
And the Red Sox got rid of
him. Both with the Sox. How about that?
Well, you know what's one of the craziest facts in baseball? James, you can look it up, but I think it's 24. Didn't Lou Gehrig have 24 Grand Slams?
24 Grand Slams. 23 or 24.
Grand
somewhere
slams.
In that range, yeah.
Wow.
Especially because he didn't play that long comparatively as well, because he had to stop.
It's nuts.
Yankees lost to a rookie from Texas on a Grand Slam last night.
He played for a pretty good amount of time.
It's not that short.
It just got ended early is my point. He could have gone longer, but he played for a while.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Tom, what is your second question? I'm sorry, we went off on a hell of a tangent there.
All right, this is an Eagles question. And, John, you're probably most equipped to answer this. When you became a pro, you become more like a game week routine and prep ways for the game week. Now, Ross made a big comment or kind of stressed the fact that how young Green Bay is. So with that youth probably comes inexperience of, game time. Yeah, I know they're all pros, but, they don't have the experience that, say, a veteran team does. Now, there's a lot of distractions that go on with this game. the travel plans. This is probably the longest any teams have ever traveled to play a football game. Okay, so now, is there any advantage to either team, the more veteran team or younger team, to handle these distractions and break of game prep routines?
What do you make of that, John?
Well, I guess you can look at it a couple ways. You know, the older team that's more experienced, do they have guys who think they know more than those who are asking them to, you know, obey curfew and do that stuff? I think that we have guys who are stand-up character guys. So they are, and what we've heard is they plan to get to that hotel and stay hunkered down.
Tom, I don't think there's going to be a Eugene Robinson down there.
Brazil, yeah, based on what we know, that these guys are going to be going out and lighting up the town just because it's a unique set of circumstances here. But yeah, it can go either way. You got vet. I've been on teams where I've had some vets go out and about, you know, especially in some of the more exciting towns. I remember Miami being one of them in particular that seemed like guys really liked having dinner out and about when we would get to Miami. I wasn't one of those guys, though.
Joel Embiid might be, though.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, Tom, give me a great answer, an old person character.
Livia Soprano.
It's a great answer, dude.
Wow. So I really found her annoying.
I know, but she's amazing. She's supposed to be annoying. The character is supposed to be horrible. Yeah. Like, she tries to kill her son. Like,
I know.
I think that's a great answer.
I think it's a pretty good answer. I'm not as into it. All right, speaking of answers, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, just for what it's worth, this is just me. I enjoyed it. We all enjoyed it. I think Uncle June was a better character. But
Uncle June's a lot more likable as a character. I think like that might be the best. Like other than Tony, it might be the best performance on the show. Like she's amazing, Nancy Marchand.
Where do you get the audacity?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The effrontery. All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. All new Chevrolet Traverse, it has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question as it relates to Jalen Hurts in the coming season, as it relates to past seasons. Should the Eagles run Jalen Hurts a lot like they did early in his career, yes or no? Now, we saw Donovan start running less. Vic never really ran less. Jalen, last year, they tried to run him less, and he did run less. John, the question isn't will they. The question is should they run Hurts actually a lot like they did early in his career? Yes or no?
Yes is going to win by 62%.
People are
split.
Very split.
Wow.
51% say no. 49% say yes.
Wow. Almost 50-50.
You know, I got to tell you, of all the storylines we as a show and perhaps as a station have covered in the last six, and it feels like 77 months since they last played a game, we might have shortchanged this storyline the most. This is a big topic, guys. This is the franchise quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, or not, depending on how you look at him. And, you know, someone who almost won the Super Bowl 2 years ago came really close, and how to strategize his future. Rhea, what are they going to do? Not what you think they should do. What are they going to do?
I think Kellen Moore, unlike what happened last year, is going to use every asset at his disposal.
So use them more.
Yeah.
James, let me ask you this one. Is it tush-push or push-tush? Which is it? I would say
tush-push. Tush-push.
The tush-push. So it's reverse alphabetical.
Correct.
T before P. It's like toilet paper. Right.
Yeah.
The tush-push. Do you think they should...
Why would it be push-tush?
Because you also push the tush.
Yeah.
Goddard pushes the tush of Hurts.
It works both ways.
It doesn't.
No, Goddard literally pushes Hurts's tush.
Push. But we don't speak like that.
Well, I
like
do. I said it wrong all year last year.
Yeah, Joe doesn't speak like us.
James.
Always. You know that.
Now, there's two different elements to this. Or three, actually. There's no Kelsey. There's, is Jalen get a little banged up on those plays or not? And then there's Saquon Barkley now. Should they run the tush push less? Will they run the tush push less?
No, they shouldn't run it. It's the most effective play in that situation we've ever seen. Like, run the play.
Run
for sure.
The tush push.
If it's
with
legal,
Saquon.
Run it. Yeah, or
even
like,
when they're trying to rip his face mask.
You can mix it up a little bit with Saquon. Maybe do
make
you know we've
Saquon
seen him do the pitch
take
off it.
The snap. Why wouldn't you let
that's
him?
That's an interesting
take
thought too. But either way, I don't think you get
perfect
rid of the tush push. It's too. It's too good. A
he's
well,
got even
get rid
stronger
of him,
legs
you
than Jalen. Why just, wouldn't you?
Every,
let
I would
him
use it every single time. I would use it in third and two. I'd go twice. Like I don't care.
Well,
like,
I will say this: the longer that year went on last year, the more I thought guys were taking cheap shots on Jalen. I mean, there was one game, and I forget which one.
It where they
the dude completely
yeah
tried to rip
his helmet off.
His
that
head
bad
sideways.
That was bad. And they didn't call anything.
They didn't call anything. Yeah. And those defenders are really frustrated.
Yeah.
And so it did. I mean, come on, let's be real. It did get increasingly
chippy.
Illegal.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Anger.
Hey, John, this is Ray Didinger calling. I just wanted to check in and wish you a happy birthday and tell you what a pleasure it's been to work with you both when we were doing those Friday night hits on Comcast Sportsnet and later on when I've had the opportunity to work with you and Joe at WIP. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking to you again this season. Take care, John, and happy birthday.
Ah, the Denny. You got a Hall of Famer there on your side. Ray Didinger.
That's awesome.
All right.
And what a song. Jimmy.
Well, woo! So,
Jimmy Seltzer really doing a nice job.
Yeah, he's always the ones and twos, the threes and fours. All right, Rhea, can you go back to what you just stated in the sports update? Who
wondering
reported that? And then let's discuss that.
So Jeff McClain tweeted, so you know, Devin White was out and we were talking about, you know, who would replace him and whatnot. And so McClain reported that even before the Devin White injury, according to NFL sources, he was told that N'Kobe Dean was slated to be the Eagles' starting Mike linebacker even before, and it's unclear what role the Eagles had for White, if any, on defense.
Yeah, so what we don't know is would Devin White have started or Zach Bond have started?
Well, the implication there, it's unclear if we know what White would have had a role on defense. It's implied that Dean and Bond were going to be the starters, I think.
Well,
that's the way I hear that.
Well, I mean, it's implied that it might have been the case, but it's implied that he might have been the starter.
Just said basically, also said Dean beat White out.
It's it says Dean beat White out and drink him, and then it says
James, start over. What does it say, James? Say
it. Okay, it says N'Kobe Dean was slated to be the Eagles starting Mike linebacker before the team listed Devin White on the injury report on Tuesday. NFL sources said Dean beat White out in training camp.
Yep.
It's unclear what role the Eagles had for White, if any, on defense.
Wow.
Nevertheless, he wasn't on the plane the team departed for Brazil this morning. So, like,
wow.
That implies that Bond and Dean would have been the start. That's the implication.
I'll say it sounds more likely that that's correct. Yes,
it absolutely sounds to me like Bond and Dean were going to be the starters. We did not know this. We didn't realize that coming out of camp, the Eagles had awarded the starting job, the green dot, to N'Kobe Dean. I thought it was Devin White. It's possible.
Well, we all thought it was Devin
White. It's possible that Devin White, you know, this injury has something to do with not having.
No, they said before the injury that hit N'Kobe.
Yeah.
That's what McClain is.
Listen,
I understand.
There's two different elements
saying,
to this.
I'm saying what we saw last year with Devin White was his contract dispute absolutely impacted his play,
but
his
performance.
But
so did his age.
No, it didn't.
It did.
He was 25 last
year. But it's the wear and tear on his body. John, the guy
was a
stud. He
lost the starting job. It doesn't mean that it's because the wear and tear on his body.
What does it mean?
Took a toll. It means maybe he didn't play well because his head was in the clouds because he had a contract.
Well, how did he lose to N'Kobe Dean and Zach freaking Bond?
Maybe because N'Kobe Dean had an awesome camp.
And Zach Bond? And Zach Bond did?
Zach Bond had an awesome camp too.
John, tell me.
N'Kobe Dean was running over running backs. Every time I watched him, every time I saw a huge hit out there at camp while we were there. Every time I heard the crack of pads, I looked up and it's number 17 doing that. That was special.
No, I'm glad N'Kobe did well, and that's great. Here's my thing. There is no way that Devin White hasn't declined from the player he was 4 years ago.
Okay.
Because if he hadn't declined,
that's 100%.
He would never get beat out by Zach Bond. Period.
He was playing a different position than Zach Bond.
You just put your best players out there and you make it work. I mean,
you don't.
John, Devin White
Zach
4 years ago, are you kidding me?
He was playing Will linebacker. Devin White was playing Mike linebacker.
Well,
I can tell you, having played Mike linebacker in college, it's very different than playing Will linebacker. Junior Seau played Will linebacker.
Yeah, look, let me say this also. N'Kobe Dean, while improved, is not a first-team All-Pro. That's what Devin White was 4 years ago. The guy's declined.
I have an alternative theory here.
Go ahead.
Just, again, my theory.
Sure.
He knew he wasn't going to start on Sunday or Friday and said, why am I getting on a 10-hour flight to Brazil?
Well, listen.
That's part of what I'm saying. Yeah, it has something to do with him not being able to play in this game. The fact that he was beaten out, we didn't know. He was beaten
out. Well, then throw in the towel on the guy.
Yeah, then he's done as an Eagle.
Then he's done as an Eagle.
Let's just hope that's not it.
Exactly. I think
guys, he's on that leadership council with Hurts.
If that's part of this.
Look, he's on that text.
Is he on that leadership council?
Well, he's
on. Do we know that?
Just a text thread. It's not leadership council. It's three guys who started a text thread.
Fine, but it's based on we are the leaders of the football team. I mean, it's been stated.
Well, Devin White said, I want to do this with you guys. That doesn't mean that he's automatically a leader of the football team, you know?
Well, it doesn't mean he automatically
is. It means that like he said, it was his thing where he's like, with AJ, I want to do this thing. So, like, sure, what are they going to say? No? Like, maybe they didn't want, I don't know.
I mean, maybe. Who are the captains of the defense?
They announced the captain.
I know they did.
Slay is one of them.
Okay. Be fascinating to know if Devin White is.
He's not. Hold on. I'll pull up the cap.
Okay. All right. We'll deal with that. We'll deal with that. All right. Let's go to the phones. There's an awful lot going on here. Don right now in Old City. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up,
doing
buddy?
Doing well, Don.
A question first. Yes, no question. The kids are going back to school in the Philly sports. Is this not the best time of the year?
Oh, it's just phenomenal.
Well, I think October specifically. When you have the Phillies in the playoffs, and if you have a good Eagle season, I think that month is the best.
I think today was pretty special, though. Like, the way it felt, the air felt different today. Yeah. And this time of year, like, when you start getting the crispness in it, and you see the leaves start to change, and the fall, and the football, it really does feel awesome.
Especially because Phillies playoffs can kind of mute the Eagles thing a bit, whereas September, it's the excitement for Eagles season and the stretch run. I actually think I prefer September.
So are the Sixers and Flyers ever going to be good in June again at the same time? Like, because you got to admit, that would theoretically trump them all if they're both going for a title at the same week.
Theoretically.
Right? I mean, same week. Let's go get two championships in Philadelphia in 1 week.
Yeah, that would be a thing.
I mean, that's what New York had with the freaking Rangers and the Knicks in 94, 1-1, one loss, but it was within days of each other anyway. All right, Don, I'm kind of getting annoyed here. Now I'm thinking of the Sixers and Flyers, and they haven't done enough for us.
Don was trying to say what a lovely day and time.
I was just trying to say this is the best time of year.
It's for a great time.
All sports.
It is.
Anyway,
it is. I love it.
I wanted to chime in on whole thing with the plane in Brazil.
Yep.
What they should have did. They should have said, you know, opportunity for balls off of them and come home. And that's it. You know,
well, look, it's hopefully a go take care of business, come home with a W. Don, give me an answer. An old person character. Who's a great one?
Dwayne Tuttleberry, Tim Conway's character. The Carol Burnett Show.
You got it, my man. Don, appreciate that phone call. 215-592-9494. Let's do what we do.
You want the Eagles captains real
quick? Eagles captains,
yeah.
Yes.
Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts, Brandon Graham, Jordan Mailata, Jake Elliott, A.J. Brown, and Darius Slay.
So no Devin White? Okay.
No Devin White.
All right, let's do what
Brandon
we do.
Graham and Slay are the only two defensive captains.
The old heads.
Yeah.
The oldest of the old heads.
Yeah.
Let's do what we do every day at this time. All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
John Ritchie, it is officially Schweptember.
I hope I'm getting this right. So now is it Schweptember?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Schweptember.
Schweptember. Three Schwar bombs.
Boy, is Schweptember looking money.
Kyle Schwarber will be the leadoff hitter for the Philadelphia Phillies until 2054.
Schwarber!
You know what?
It's absolutely Schweptember.
Oh, like, Schweptember, all right.
Absolutely.
So what is October? Because that matters most. What is it?
I guess Schwachtober.
Schwachtober.
Of course.
And for the two or three games that could be played.
Schwovember.
Schwovember flows. Schwovember is good.
Very straightforward, guys. Okay. Bang! He really bought into the Schweptember, though.
I like that.
This is unbelievable.
That's good.
Out the gate.
That's good.
John Ritchie, 50 years old. 50. Hey, it's always great working with you. I love your knowledge, your insight, and your just great personality. So happy 50th. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the year. And God bless you.
How about that? Mr. Ben Davis. Mr. Ben Davis checking in.
My man, John Ritchie. 50 years old. Holy smokes. You are in my range now. Anyway, I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. May your next 50 be as wonderful as your first 50. It's been a pleasure of mine to be one of your colleagues and sharing the same alma mater. You know, we have this special bond. Have a great day.
This is so nice, guys. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Richie. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you and be able to call you a friend over the last couple years on the morning show. Big 5-0, what a massive deal. You've made it so far. Enjoy your day and celebrate. Be happy.
I like to be happy.
You've made it so far. Thank you.
I like to be happy.
I will do that.
John, happy birthday. Happy 50th. Enjoy all the icy pops you want while you're sleepwalking through your house. John, love you. Happy birthday, buddy.
That's messed up, man. Hey. He's taunting me with that because I don't buy him anymore, and it hurts.
How come I'm the oldest one, but you look older than me? Happy 50th birthday, John. Many, many more, man.
Man, do I really?
Well, you did when you had the Willie Nelson thing. You're about 6 years younger looking since you cut your hair.
Okay.
So you're heading the right
100%.
Direction.
100%.
Right?
Well,
I mean, yeah.
But hold on, though. Hugh, he does believe he looks younger than I do.
Well, you both got some grace.
Do you agree?
I'll notice when I see both of you guys in the next couple of minutes. I would say it's very close.
We're close. I think we're close to it.
To my favorite Michigan Wolverine, I don't really count the Stanford thing because, like, you're a better Wolverine than Brady. Happy 50th birthday. Wow. I will say, the new look, you're looking prime. I would say your 50s are going to be better than your 40s. Happy 50th.
Wow, hold on. That's interesting. Is he?
It's first and goal, Michigan at the Ohio State 1. Wheatley is back in. Give it to the fullback, Ritchie. Touchdown. Michigan.
So, John, are you a better Wolverine than Brady? He got backup rolled multiple times.
Are you kidding?
He got Drew Henson.
Not the first time Brady's been second to John.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Look at that. I know exactly what you're saying. The sloppies.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you. Love you, John.
Oh, that's great.
Happy 50th.
Ava Graham.
Thank you, Ava.
Ava Graham. And look at this.
Look at this, Ava
look at
Graham.
This. How about this? Ava walking in with a cake right now.
To you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
Look at that. Got a cake. Got the candles. We got all sorts of decorations.
Got balloons.
In here. This is a whole thing. Richie's putting his germs all over the cake, but that's okay. That's the tradition in America.
Oh, cupcakes, too.
Well done. Well done. And let me say this, John.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Much. And let me say this, John. You don't know this, but Ava. And Mike Angelina, particularly instrumental. Ava and Angelina getting all the
Mike,
calls.
Shout out.
from all the celebrities.
Thank you so much.
So phenomenal, phenomenal job by those guys.
And Mike, thank you.
And with that, time's yours on John's 50th birthday. Uh-huh. Nowhere to go, but I was going to say
where?
Downhill.
But where up?
But
what are you saying,
nowhere
man?
To go but to heaven someday.
Oh, man.
And with that, time's yours.
That's awful.
No, that's a good thing.
That was about the worst.
Nowhere to go but heaven.
The worst thing you could have said.
No, wow.
Nowhere to go but you're going to die.
Didn't say, yeah, don't forget. I didn't say hell.
What? I would hope not.
Well, right. I mean, heaven.
You could say something that doesn't have to do with death.
All right.
Nowhere to go but you're going to die.
All right. Nowhere to go
but. If you remember anything today, remember you're going to die.
Well,
all right.
That's a given.
It's okay.
Nowhere to go but double championship.
It is true.
In the next 7 months.
There you go.
That's what I like.
And
to
with
hear.
That,
I believe that.
Time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Yeah, seriously, phenomenal job by Ava and Mike Angelina. They do so much great work behind the scenes here at WIP, and we really appreciate how they played an instrumental in making this a special day for John, all the celebrities. And we want to thank all the celebs that called in. Because, you know, that they took time out to do that. All right, let's get to Zach in Royersford. Zach, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning. Happy birthday.
What's up, Zach? Thanks, man.
Of course, man. I just wanted to comment on the whole Devin White thing. You know, I never really projected him to be much of a contributor other than, like, on third downs and important situations when we get to the playoffs, just basically based off of his health injury. His history just isn't start worthy, where I believe that he was going to start every down anyway. So getting a guy like N'Kobe Dean in there, and then like some of the younger corners, I think they were saying Isaiah Rodgers might be down or whatever. I think that's a good thing, because like this is the year where we have depth in those positions, and like the younger guys need time to develop. So I'm all for these younger guys, especially in like the first coming weeks.
Well, if they can play. So Zach, I agree with you to an extent. I mean, it's exciting on the N'Kobe front, but you know, it's like I kind of thought, like I didn't think they were getting a stud linebacker at this point in Devin White, but I did think they were getting, I thought he would be their best starter, particularly when you go back a month and a half ago when almost nobody believed in N'Kobe Dean. And for Axeman Jr., it was, let's just hope he can make the team. Now, those guys exceeded expectations. It's just, it's a weird one because, you know, you got two young guys coming up. You got Devin White, who's not old, but he's, I guess, going down a bit.
Yeah, I have faith in the younger guys. You know, I think Devin White's leadership, especially when it comes playoff time. So like that's
yeah, but if you're not starting, it's hard.
We don't know what's going to go on with that, Zach.
No, we don't.
We know that there it got touchy last year in Tampa with this player. Now we don't know how he's going to deal with being demoted potentially.
All right, Zach, I need to move fast here. Give me a great answer. We're turning to old person character. Who do you got? He's got nobody. All right, let's get one more. Jonah. Jonah, give me an old person character.
Maury Schwartz, Tuesdays with Maury.
All right, you got it, Jonah. All right, we got to come
big
up.
Big one.
Winning answer here.
I feel like Richie should pick today.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
John, you're probably choosing between Livia Soprano, Scrooge, Fred Sanford, and Mickey from Rocky.
Oh, I guess Mickey wins.
I think that's the wrong one, but it's a great one.
Well, who do you think wins?
I would pick Scrooge.
Well, I thought Scrooge
it's
was
his
also
birthday.
A great
he gets listen, to he gets to pick.
You pick it, Josh.
I think Scrooge is awesome, but I hate Scrooge, so I don't really want to pick him today. I think Mickey deserves it.
Well, what are we waiting for?
That's right.
Let's give him props.
JB, you've won the concert tickets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.